Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking task, how to describe a virtual discussion or debate. In recent years, the topic of virtual discussions and debates has become increasingly relevant in IELTS speaking tests. This trend reflects the growing importance of digital communication in our daily lives. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I can confidently say that being prepared to discuss this topic can significantly boost your chances of achieving a high score. Let's dive into how you can effectively tackle this subject in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about online communication and debates. Here are a few potential questions and sample answers. Q. How often do you participate in online discussions? Band 6-7 answer. I'd say I participate in online discussions quite regularly, maybe a few times a week. I often leave comments on social media posts or in forums related to my interests. Band 8-9 answer. I engage in online discussions on a daily basis. As an avid user of various social media platforms and professional forums, I find myself constantly immersed in digital dialogues about topics ranging from current affairs to niche subjects in my field of study. Q. Do you think online debates are as effective as face-to-face discussions? Band 6-7. In my opinion, online debates can be effective, but they're different from face-to-face discussions. They allow more people to participate, but sometimes the lack of personal interaction can make them less engaging. Band 8-9 answer. While online debates offer unique advantages such as increased accessibility and the ability to reach a wider audience, I believe they present both opportunities and challenges compared to face-to-face discussions. The asynchronous nature of many online debates allows for more thoughtful responses, but the lack of nonverbal cues can sometimes lead to misunderstandings. Ultimately, I think both formats have their merits and can be highly effective when used appropriately. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Now let's move on to the cue card task. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a time when you engaged in a virtual discussion or debate. You should say what the discussion was about, who you were discussing with, why you decided to participate in this virtual discussion, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a thought-provoking virtual debate I participated in last month. The discussion centered around the ethical implications of artificial intelligence in healthcare, a topic that has been gaining traction in recent years. The debate took place on a professional networking platform where I engaged with a diverse group of participants, including medical professionals, AI researchers, and ethicists from various countries. What made this experience particularly enriching was the multidisciplinary nature of the participants, each bringing their unique perspective to the table. I decided to join this virtual discussion because, as a computer science student with a keen interest in AI, I wanted to broaden my understanding of its real-world applications and potential challenges. Moreover, I saw it as an opportunity to network with industry experts and gain insights that would be valuable for my future career. The experience was both exhilarating and enlightening. I found myself thoroughly engrossed in the debate, carefully crafting my arguments, and considering different viewpoints. It was intellectually stimulating to engage with experts in the field and witness the nuanced perspectives on such a complex issue. What struck me most was how the virtual format allowed for a more inclusive and global conversation. Participants from different time zones could contribute at their convenience, leading to a rich, ongoing dialogue that spanned several days. This asynchronous nature gave me time to reflect on my responses and conduct additional research to support my points. Overall, this virtual debate left me feeling invigorated and more passionate about the intersection of AI and healthcare. It challenged my preconceptions and expanded my horizons, reinforcing my belief in the power of digital platforms to facilitate meaningful discussions on critical issues facing our society. Follow-up questions. How did the virtual nature of the debate affect the quality of the discussion? Band 8-9. Answer. The virtual format significantly enhanced the quality of the discussion in several ways. Firstly, it allowed for greater inclusivity, enabling experts from various geographic locations to participate, which wouldn't have been feasible in a physical setting. Secondly, the asynchronous nature of the debate gave participants time to formulate well-thought-out responses and provide substantiated arguments, often accompanied by links to relevant research or articles. This led to a more in-depth and nuanced exploration of the topic compared to what might have been possible in a time-constrained face-to-face debate. Did you face any challenges during the virtual discussion? Band 8-9. Answer. While the overall experience was positive, I did encounter a few challenges. The most notable obstacle was the occasional misinterpretation of tone in written communications. Without facial expressions and vocal cues, some comments could be perceived as more aggressive or dismissive than intended. To mitigate this, I had to be extra mindful of my language choices and use emojis judiciously to convey the right tone. Additionally, managing the information overload from the constant stream of responses required developing effective strategies to filter and prioritize the most relevant points for engagement. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think virtual discussions and debates are changing the way we communicate? Band 8-9. Answer. Virtual discussions and debates are fundamentally reshaping our communication landscape in several ways. Firstly, they're democratizing access to information and expertise, allowing individuals from diverse backgrounds to engage in dialogues that were once limited to academic or professional circles. This is fostering a more inclusive exchange of ideas on a global scale. Secondly, the asynchronous nature of many virtual discussions is encouraging more thoughtful and researched responses. Participants have the opportunity to reflect on their arguments and provide supporting evidence, potentially leading to higher quality discourse. However, this shift also presents challenges. The absence of nonverbal cues in virtual communication can sometimes lead to misunderstandings or misinterpretations. Additionally, the anonymity offered by some platforms may embolden individuals to express more extreme views than they would in face-to-face interactions. Overall, I believe virtual discussions are expanding our capacity for global dialogue and collaborative problem-solving. But we must remain mindful of their limitations and work to develop new norms and etiquette for effective digital communication. Q. Do you think virtual debates can replace traditional forms of academic discourse? Band 8-9. Answer. While virtual debates offer numerous advantages, I don't believe they will entirely replace traditional forms of academic discourse. Rather, I see them as a complementary tool that can enhance and extend existing academic practices. Virtual debates excel in facilitating global collaboration and rapid dissemination of ideas. They allow for real-time feedback and can accelerate the peer review process. This can be particularly beneficial in fast-moving fields where timely discussion is crucial. However, traditional academic discourse, such as conferences and seminars, offers unique benefits that are difficult to replicate virtually. The spontaneous exchanges and networking opportunities that occur during coffee breaks or informal gatherings are often where some of the most innovative ideas emerge. Additionally, certain types of research presentations or demonstrations may require physical presence for full effectiveness. I believe the future of academic discourse lies in a hybrid model that leverages the strengths of both virtual and traditional formats. This could involve virtual pre-conference discussions to set the stage for more focused in-person debates or live-streamed conferences with virtual participation options. Such an approach would maximize accessibility while preserving the irreplaceable aspects of face-to-face academic interaction. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual debates, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Thought-provoking, thought-provoking, adjective, stimulating careful consideration or attention. Example, the virtual debate raised several thought-provoking questions about data privacy. Multidisciplinary, multidisciplinary, adjective, combining or involving several academic disciplines or professional specializations. Example, the multidisciplinary nature of the participants enriched the virtual discussion. Nuanced, juanced, adjective, characterized by subtle shades of meaning or expression. Example, the debate revealed nuanced perspectives on the ethical implications of AI. Asynchronous, asynchronous, adjective, not occurring at the same time. Example, the asynchronous format allowed participants to contribute at their convenience. Intellectually stimulating, intimulating, phrase, engaging or exciting the intellect. Example, I found the virtual debate to be intellectually stimulating and enlightening. To broaden one's understanding, to bronze understanding, to expand one's knowledge or comprehension of a subject. Example, participating in online discussions has helped me broaden my understanding of global issues. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing virtual debates or any other topic, keep these tips in mind. Practice regularly. Engage in virtual discussions on various platforms to gain real-life experience and build confidence. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use topic-specific vocabulary and idiomatic expressions to demonstrate language proficiency. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide specific examples to support your arguments. Be aware of your pronunciation and fluency. Pay attention to your intonation and try to speak smoothly without long pauses. Stay informed. Keep up with current trends in digital communication and virtual debates to provide relevant and up-to-date responses. By following these guidelines and utilizing the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well-equipped to tackle questions about virtual discussions and debates in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, so take every opportunity to engage in online discussions and refine your communication skills. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a time you had to deliver a speech. You might also find our article on social media and political awareness helpful for broadening your perspective on digital communication topics. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.